Hi, good evening, everyone. My name is Elizabeth Cunningham. You guys can call me Ellie for short, also known by my blog handle, World Class Adventurer, at worldclassadventurer.com. I am a travel blogger, sci-fi fantasy author, and I've just started this podcast to as sort of a personal project that I hope will sort of kind of kick off 2020 in a more positive direction. So this first podcast, I want to be about 30 minutes long, and I have a very basic outline for it, but I'm just improvising, and I won't bore you guys with the details too much. But I will give you some background information about myself. I'm currently 29 years old. I lived abroad in China for 3 years. I lived abroad for 4 years total, between China, Japan, and other Asian countries that I traveled to. And since I've been back in the United States in December of 2018, I've been very lost. Not just because of what happened to me, in terms of having to come back after years of being abroad, it's very hard to reestablish yourself again. You know, everyone's kind of been doing the same thing for years, and you've been doing other things, and suddenly you just can't relate to anyone in your hometown or your college town anymore, and it just becomes difficult. And so early last spring, I got into a relationship with my classmate. Thinking that I was, adult enough to handle the implications, and considering like the fact that I'm not getting any younger and that I had already done most of the things that I wanted to do, I felt that I was ready to settle down with somebody, and why not someone you've known for 10 years? Well, the problem with that thinking was that that person screwed me over. And long story short, I ended up in the hospital last summer. I get a little tired of telling this story. I told it a few times on video on my Facebook personal page, and I think there's like a 40-minute live video in there where I discuss it in more detail if you guys are interested. You can message me on through my blog or email or whatever, and I can, send you a link to that or whatever. So yeah, moving on, I just had a lot of personal trauma and a lot of PTSD, and now I found a partner who is I want to say treats me very well, and this is my first Valentine's Day, I think, since I've been in my 20s, or maybe since I was 21, that I have a boyfriend, so I'm very happy about that. This year's already going a lot better than last year. I am not in Florida. I'm back in New York, which is fantastic. But anyway, yes, originally born in Chicago, grew up in Florida, unfortunately, near Tampa. And so, yeah, the reason, again, why I wanted to make this podcast is just because the mission is sort of not just my own personal healing, but your personal healing. Have you ever had a really complicated question and, it seems like nobody has the answer to that question because most people don't have to think outside of the box in their daily lives? But if you're a creative professional, or if you're traveling all the time, or, depending on what kind of work you have, you may have to use your noggin a little bit more. You may have to come up with more and more creative solutions for everyday tasks. And so what I want to do is take my years of experience of thinking on my feet and sort of just kind of empower you guys, share some of my stories with you guys, hear some of your stories, and, see, pick a topic and discuss it. So the topic that I want to choose for today's podcast is levels of friendship. And the reason I bring this up is because there's different levels, I feel like, of friends, and this kind of goes back to the living abroad thing. You have your acquaintances, you have your friends, and then you have people that are very close who you might consider like a brother or sister. in that case, you know, it's gonna be, in that case, it's gonna be more, when we're adults, we can make those distinctions between an acquaintance and a friend, and a friend and a brother or sister, right? Someone we're super close with. But most young children cannot. And there are some people who really look at the world through the eyes of a child, even as an adult. Someone I was speaking about this morning, they really consider everyone their friend, and they don't understand, you know, that certain people, you know, don't consider them maybe as close as they consider that person. So it goes back to closeness, and, you know, one person feeling closer than the other, this idea of unrequited love, or on a lesser scale, this idea of a friendship that's never really manifested past the acquaintance stage. What do we do in situations where we feel that we're the stronger party in the friendship, in the relationship, or, you know, in the partnership? And how do we prioritize those relationships in such a way that we can do it cleanly without necessarily messing up the equilibrium of the delicate ecosystem that is our environment, particularly if you live in a smaller community, which I currently live in at this time. So how do we work around that, you know? I feel like as adults, you know, I speak to a lot of adults and they say, I don't know how you make friends. I make friends every week I make a new friend. Or at least, you know, I call them friends, but they are more like acquaintances. I've always been, you know, I want to say fairly outgoing to an extent. But I think that taking the time to sort of kind of parse through those relationships and sort of understand, you know, what's available, and to think in terms of abundance, that's the only way that you can prioritize. So let me explain. A long time ago, I read a book called The Ethical Slut. And it's about polyamory. Now, I personally don't practice, nor do I necessarily like the idea of polyamory, but there were some good takeaways from that book that could apply to friendships in general, such as, you know, and apply to mindsets, such as having a mindset of abundance. You know, what does it mean to have a mindset of abundance? What does it mean to surround yourself with people, with friends, with brothers or sisters who also have an abundance mindset? Because you can tell when somebody has a scarcity mindset, right? A scarcity mindset basically says, this isn't available, that's not available, I can't find this, I can't do that, right? But an abundance mindset is like, there's more where this came from. This is good, and I like this, and there's more of this. There's more of this because I'm working towards this, and I'm earning this, and I'm building my relationships with other people in a way that, you know, makes these sort of the physical manifestations of what you desire possible. I know it kind of sounds like a bunch of mumbo jumbo, but I'm just sharing my own sort of words of wisdom and, you know, my own philosophy on what I think friendship is. I also think that, you know, friendship is something that is really undervalued in society. Platonic relationships are seriously undervalued, and romantic relationships are overrepresented in every form of media. Just look at all the movies. Look at, you know, I mean, recently there's been less of the, I want to say the trope of, you know, it has to end with a traditional relationship and a traditional family and all that stuff. There's been less of that, I want to say, in the past 5 years coming out of Hollywood, which is good. And I'm not discounting relationships. Like, I'm the kind of person who needs to be in a relationship, or I feel that I can't really function at my fullest potential because I need a reason to do things. I need someone to inspire me. That's just the kind of person that I am. And I've just sort of come to accept that, you know, I need a partner. But not everybody is that way. And just because I need a partner doesn't mean that I want to undervalue the platonic relationships in my life. I just feel that I need to work harder at, you know, maintaining those. I think that's really what I want to work on personally this year, is maintaining those relationships and figuring out, like, what I can really do for others. Because, you know, I think that, and it really comes down to this with the law of attraction too, it's not so much what you can get, it's more about what you can give. I notice, like, the less I think about what I can get, the more I get. And the more value I want to add to someone's life, if that person is also on my same higher level vibration, and they see the value I'm adding, and they want to build upon that with me, and vice versa, then that's great. If they're not, they're not. And I won't have any sort of feeling about that, because I'm not going to allow myself to get caught up in things that traditionally have just sort of bogged me down. And I would really just like to take this time to say that, you know, I'll tell a story about my friendship. So, like, my closest friend at this point in my life is Chloe. She's Chinese, and she lives, now she lives in Hangzhou, and I was on the road with her for a few years, and now I'm writing a book, called KTV Girl, based on, you know, our true experience of traveling around China and working in clubs, and I think we just got so close, because when you're traveling together, there's just so much, it's impossible not to be close in some way. You know, it's you, especially when you're in another country, it's you and that person, and everybody else, you know, maybe that's the only person around who speaks your language for days, you know what I'm saying? And there's a sort of comfort in that. The hardest thing, I think, is to let go of preconceived notions of what I was really looking for, or to let go of, you know, old habits. I started being less caught up in the whole party girl thing after I met Chloe, and more caught up in the whole making money thing. I rearranged my thought processes. It was good for me to meet Chloe, because she was one of the few people in my life who I felt really influenced me in a positive way in terms of my confidence, self-esteem, ability to do things, you know, ability to try things. For example, before I went to China, I would sometimes go out somewhere, you know, and I'd be, if I would go, like, say, Taco Bell, and they don't have something I like, I'd be like, well, fuck that, guess I'm not getting it. And now I'm like, I'll just try another, you know, if I don't like my doctor, I don't like my dentist, I'll just try a different one. You know, I'm more willing to try things than I was before. Since living abroad, I'm more willing to push boundaries. I'm more willing to ask questions. I know the questions to ask, whereas before I didn't know the questions, even if I knew the answers. So, obviously not everyone's going to have a best friend from another country. I realize that's a really novel experience. But I just think that the idea of friendship is really important, and you should tell your friends that you love them. You should hug your friends. I mean, you don't have to French kiss or make out with your friends, but I'm a big believer in showing affection, on a platonic level. I just think, you know, it makes everything warmer and fuzzier and nicer. Anyway, this has been Elizabeth Cunningham. Thank you so much for listening to my very first podcast. The next one will be longer in length and much better planned out, I promise. And I should have better content. I will have someone else's story to tell for you guys in future episodes. I will continue on with other themes. And for now, please follow my Twitter at WCAdventurer or my blog, worldclassadventurer.com. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your night.